Is there a joke I'm missing here?
No.
No, Mitch is just dancing over there in the studio.
Just like the beat.
I do too, actually. Back on the game, John, Tyler, Mitch, all here with you. You can't be serious at 550. Feel pretty strongly about the one I have. It's a pretty good submission for today. Funny story. I started Googling Purcell Gaskins today, former K-State linebacker, because of the comparison dropped by Sean Snyder yesterday when he was talking about Daquan Patton, K-State linebacker. If you missed the clip from earlier today, here it is once again.
Can't quite take it as far as Arthur, but he's got some flashes of that. You know, if you remember back in the day of Purcell Gaskins, you know, he probably a little bit more Purcell type. I'd say kind of in between those guys.
Well, I stumbled upon an article about Purcell Gaskins from the August 30th, 1993 issue of Sports Illustrated. And the reason I found myself here is I just Googled Purcell Gaskins high jump champ because I thought I remembered from back in the day that he was such a great athlete who played linebacker here. He was also the NCAA indoor track and field high jump champion. He was, and that was included in this article. But my, oh my, did I find much more than just that, which made, honestly, this made the day more exciting. I was very excited to read this. This was great. So, not only do we find out that he is the 1993 national champion in the high jump, but one, there was a very interesting story told about how he would freak people out at not only football practice, but at track and field meets in particular, because he would scream. He would just scream so loudly when he was getting ready to do something, you know, jump, do the high jump, whatever it is, warm it up. He would just yell. He would scream so loud it would startle people, which if you have heard Daquan Patton at all, which I'm sure most of you haven't, which is why I'm going to play some of this, not really his style. He was very subdued, very humble, very reserved. It sounded much different than this about Purcell Gaskins. And I get that the Sean Snyder comparison there is about the athleticism. Here's another part of that. If you do want to be excited about what that means potentially for what they have in Daquan Patton, there's a quote in here from 1993 from Cliff Revelto, who is still the K-State track coach, and it says, quote, "Purcell is the best athlete I've ever seen. The best, period." So to compare him to Purcell Gaskins, that's pretty high company as far as the athleticism is concerned. But the kicker here, and I think the best part of all this, how about this pre-football and pre-high jump ritual from Purcell Gaskins that was divulged in this article? The source of Gaskins' buzz is the tiny honey-filled packets handed out at Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants. During track meets, he places several packets in his mouth and chews them into a sticky pulp. Then he swallows it, plastic and all. That was what got him going. And here's a quote from him directly after. It says, like with yelling, the honey helps get me hyped.
It's like a baseball thing. It's something that you expect baseball players to do because baseball players are weird, right? You know, they have the weird rituals, the things they go through, the superstitions. That's very strange. I don't really know what to make of that. I mean, it's funny, but I kind of question how that all got started in the first place. You know, how do you do that for the first time?
I think it's just you're so crazy. Like, and I mean that in an endearing way.
Right. I mean,
you're crazy wired to go nuts. I mean, to literally, you think about the game of football, like getting out there and just running at people and hitting them as hard as you can. Like, you got to have something that I really don't. To get out there and
you
do that.
You got to have a screw loose.
Yeah. Yes, to be very good at it, too. Bill Snyder, there's a quote from Bill Snyder in here from 1993 that said, as good as he is at high jumping, he's better at hitting people. I mean, that was Jim Leavitt. It was, at the time, co-defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt. He said, as good as he is at high jumping, he's better at hitting people. I mean, if you're going to be that good at hitting people, you got to have most of them, I would think, have a screw loose. I mean, I always talk about it with, like, coaches, athletes, whoever it is, that make it to the peak of their profession. You have to have a screw loose in some ways. Like, you don't think Bill Belichick has a screw loose. You don't think Tom Brady has a screw loose. I mean, they're different in that regard. And I think this falls into to that category. I loved it. Like, reading that story I thought was so awesome because it takes something like that. Like, just the act of doing something, you feel like you've done something that crazy and that weird just gets you going. In addition to, I'm sure, the sugar from the honey doesn't hurt. But
do you think this goes
more about the act?
Do you think it goes full circle, and the next time that Daquan Patton is available at media, he gets asked the question, you know, what are you've already been compared to this guy, Purcell Gaskins, but he's got this really strange ritual. What's your thing? You know, how do you get hyped up? You think that he's going to get asked that question?
No, because I don't think I'm that important that all the media members are sitting there reading my tweets, just that I tweeted out this article.
You can't be the only one that's read that article.
Purcell Gaskins. Well, I mean, it's, I mean, maybe some people read it on August 30th of 1993 when they got their Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
But I certainly had not seen it before. I just Googled it today. Now, I did tweet it, like I said. It's a pretty cool picture that goes along with it, too, if you look at it here. This was in the college football preview, it looks like, for the 1993 season.
That guy's an athlete.
Yeah, I don't think that I don't think that's going to happen. Now, I will say with the Arthur Brown drop, see, that was the thing, and this is kind of how I am with, I say, a K-State football historian in my lifetime, at least. You know, I was born in 1989, and anything past then I could tell you a ton about. Purcell Gaskins meant more to me, honestly, than hearing the Arthur Brown part of that comparison, but most people are going to run with the Arthur Brown thing. He was asked if he had heard of Arthur Brown, and he just said, hey, well, some of the coaches have told me that I remind them of him a little bit. So he is aware of Arthur Brown, but I'm going to try and talk about 1993 here, Purcell Gaskins. I mean, and I know Gaskins wound up, I think he was drafted in 1996. I mean, he was around for a little while, but he's not going to know Purcell Gaskins. There's just no chance. You can try and get him with Arthur Brown a little bit. Purcell Gaskins is not going to happen.
Mitch, did you have something?
No, John was right. Fourth round, 1996.
Oh, okay. I just saw you waving at us from over
okay,
there.
Okay, that's what I thought. And, you know, so I tease this by saying, like, look, the only there's one problem with comparing Gaskins and Daquan Patton, the new junior college linebacker. That's basically just that we're reading stories here about just the how boisterous Purcell Gaskins was, eating packets of honey full with the wrapper and all. Daquan Patton was much different. Here's just a little bit of the back and forth. And I say this, I just want to give you a taste of how, at least at this point in his career, he's a guy that's pretty reserved. And I think he's still getting used to having some spotlight being here. I do not intend to, like, embarrass him with this, but he was just, you can tell, he's a guy that's in a new kind of position. He is not out there as an NCAA high jump champ eating honey packets all over the place.
What was the process like for you to wind up here? I know you originally were going to go to Cal and then wind up getting here.
Yeah, I mean, things didn't go as planned, and, you know, they gave me an opportunity, so.
How quickly did that all come together?
Pretty fast. Like, it was just rolling pretty fast, so, like, things just, you know, linked together and things happened.
Once you came, did you know this was a good place for you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I did.
How would you describe yourself as a linebacker?
you know, I don't know.
So, pretty reserved at this stage in his career. Now, there have been a lot of guys like that get better and become more comfortable with it, and I'm sure that'll happen with him. Byron Pringle is a prime example of that. This reminded me a lot of the first time we spoke to him, and that ties all the way back to why I think he's the guy of the spring. He's spring hype guy. Last year was Byron Pringle. He has every single box checked with Pringle, along with just being very humble and somewhat shy talking to the media.
And I think that it's generally a positive thing to be more on that side of the spectrum than the guy that's going out there saying that you're the best guy on the team and you know, making it all about you. And we certainly know that Bill Snyder values the opposite of that as well. So I think it's a positive thing.
It does make it a little bit tougher to be hashtag my guy.
That's true. That is very true. I kind of took that into consideration when I was thinking about this. Does Patton really have does he have it all to be a John guy if he's not going to, you know, be a little bit hot in the head about himself sometimes?
Flash the Manziel money signs,
right?
The Superman dive for a first down, score touchdowns three of the first four times you touch the ball in mop-up duty, 2012. That's the formula to become one of my guys. Have your own hashtag life. You can't be serious. It's on the way at 5:50, but we'll put a new twist on the poll question and give you the final results coming up here on the game.